All right, welcome to this special update. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com. If you're wondering how the globalists justify to themselves this mass genocide that they're carrying out via vaccines, there's a theory that's been circulating. In fact, there's an upcoming guest I'm going to be interviewing who is advocating this theory as the explanation for what's going on. And it gets down to the idea that the globalists tell themselves that they're actually doing a soft kill as a kind of compassionate euthanasia against humanity because those same globalists, they know that a giant asteroid is headed for Earth and is going to impact the planet and kill billions. And before that hits, they think that it's justified to kill off a lot of people beforehand using vaccines and needles because they tell themselves that's more compassionate, okay? So that's the theory of compassionate mass global euthanasia. If you're going to give it a name, I guess you would call it that. Now, the reason I'm even mentioning this, well, you might say, how do we know there's a giant space rock headed for planet Earth? Well, actually, lots of ways. And, you know, we've done an interview, a couple of interviews with John Moore, the Liberty Man, and one of the first interviews I did with him. And remember, he has a lot of contacts with like high-level Navy intelligence officers or former officers and so on. And as he explains it, you know, Planet X is a very real planet. It's in our solar system. Every few centuries, it does a flyby through Earth's orbital plane. It doesn't collide with Earth, but it causes total mayhem because of the gravity of this very large planet X, which is reputed to be something maybe 10 times the mass of Earth. I mean, a very large planet. And as this crosses Earth's orbital plane, it causes all kinds of bizarre things, some of which are actually mentioned in the Bible, like the sun moving backwards in the sky, which is an alteration of the orientation of Earth's crust, by the way. That's what would cause that. So there are pole shifts and Earth changes, and then volcanoes and earthquakes and lots of other issues, tectonic plates suddenly moving, unleashing massive, quote, natural disasters. And this is all a result of the gravity of a giant planet doing a flyby, not even touching Earth. But along with that, by the way, there would be smaller asteroids or meteors that are in the orbit of Planet X, or that can be pulled out of the asteroid belt as Planet X moves through that region, which, by the way, that's the remnants of an old planet that was destroyed. That's a different conversation. But Planet X moves in towards the sun. It pulls a lot of rocks with it out of the asteroid belt, and then some of those rocks end up colliding with Earth. So there are going to be then collisions, high-velocity collisions. The Earth is going to be impacted by perhaps atmospheric explosions from a lot of these space rocks. Now, what's interesting is there's a Native American Indian civilization, and I think the name is Hopewell. I think it's called the Hopewell tribe or the Hopewell civilization. And scientists just came out with a new analysis based on the elemental composition of fallout from, what was that, the year 700-something, I think, or 500-something. It was many centuries ago. It was either the, like, 500 AD, 600, 700, something in that range. I'm just going from memory. But they were studying the depositing of, I think, iridium and some other exotic elements. And what they found was two astonishing things. These scientists, and we're going to cover this on naturalnews.com, by the way, so I'll have the links for you there. I'm going to link to the scientific study. Those scientists concluded that the Hopewell Native American Indian civilization was wiped out by an airburst asteroid, or I don't know if it's meteor. Maybe meteor is the right term. But, you know, they can come into the atmosphere and then they can explode in the atmosphere. And this happened over Russia. What was it, in the 1800s, I believe? Massive explosion, just leveled trees for thousands of square miles and so on. This airburst, if it's large enough, can devastate an entire continent. And the theory from these scientists is that this Native American Hopewell tribe was wiped out by an airburst that also decimated much of present-day North America, because in addition to the layer of the exotic elements from space that they found following that airburst, they also found a layer of fires or the aftermath of fires. And they concluded that there were, I don't know how large, tens of thousands of square miles of forest just burned to the ground across North America. And so from that evidence, they concluded that the entire civilization at that time ceased to exist because of the ecological devastation caused by this space rock coming in and exploding in the atmosphere over North America. Now, Earth is floating, well, not floating, orbiting. Earth is in a giant, let's say, space weather pinball machine, and all kinds of things are headed towards Earth. Things are impacting Earth all the time. And, you know, every once in a while, every few centuries, something really, really big comes along, perhaps like Planet X, or perhaps like some other random space rock that impacts the planet. And because of the relative velocities of these space rocks, you know, relative to Earth's velocity, and remember, energy is 1/2 mass times velocity squared. So it's the velocity variable that gets squared in that equation. So if you double the velocity, you actually quadruple the energy that's released upon impact. And if any of these space rocks were to impact Earth today, let's say if it hit North America today or if it exploded over North America today, it would absolutely wipe out society as we know it. It would send us back to the Stone Ages, so to speak, because you would have no power grid, you would have no infrastructure, you would have nothing. It would burn down most of the cities. You know, it would just devastate top to bottom. The only people that would even be alive after that would be those who maybe live in bunkers or the underground government tunnels in the cities, and people who have long-term storable food, like years of supplies, because you wouldn't even be able to grow food for many years because of all the particulate matter that would be ejected into the atmosphere and would block the sun and cause crops to fail worldwide for many years. So I'm going to get back to that in a second. But the thinking then, and where I started this podcast, is that globalists know that something big is coming. They know about it because they have the telescopes. You know, the Vatican has a telescope. Isn't that called Lucifer? Yeah, that they have a telescope named Lucifer, right? Because it's the Vatican, you know, it's run by demons. So that they literally have a big giant telescope named Lucifer. But there are also telescopes in orbit, and there are secret telescopes, and there are radioscopes, and so on. So there's a lot of secret imaging hardware that's controlled by government that you and I don't necessarily have access to. And with that, they have been able to image long-range celestial bodies, so to speak, that we can't see. Even amateur telescope people can't see, especially they can't see Planet X, because apparently its atmosphere is of a composition that means it's only visible with infrared detectors. And so there aren't that many high-resolution infrared telescopes around the world. There are a lot of really low-resolution infrared scopes, but not very high-resolution because the costs are just, you know, billions of dollars to build one of those at very high resolution. So they're only owned by maybe a few governments in the world, and that's it. So they see this coming. But are they going to run around and tell the public that, oh, hey, you know, in 2027 or whenever, there's going to be a planetary extinction level event impact. We think it's going to hit North America or wherever, and it's pretty much going to end human civilization as we know it. Are the governments of the world going to tell the people that that's coming? No way. No way. And the reason is obvious, because it would cause chaos right now. It would, you know, who would work? Who would drive the trucks? Who would run the logistics and supply chain deliveries and factories and so on? Everybody would just stop working and just say, ah, well, you know, it's the end of the world. Let's just go home and pray and be with family or whatever. So they're not going to tell the people. What they're going to do is they're going to build massive underground cities and tunnels and they're going to stock those underground bases with an enormous amount of food and ammunition so that they can survive even if you and I don't. And that's exactly what the governments are doing. They are building massive underground bases, and they've been doing so. Remember the interview with Phil Schneider? He gave, well, not the interview, the lecture. He was talking in 1995 about the deep underground military bases, the so-called DUMBs, D-U-M-Bs. And that even at that time, he said there were 133 deep underground bases, military bases in the United States, and they were connected by underground trains and tunnels, and some of them moved at Mach 2 and so on. So even since the 1990s, and obviously they had to start that earlier, so maybe since the 80s, the U.S. government has known that there is a major galactic event approaching. It's going to be devastating to the planet, and that surface dwellers will be very unlikely to survive. And this is all consistent with what John Moore, the Liberty Man, told me during the first interview I had with him. And you can find that interview on Brightown.com. Just search for John Moore, M-O-O-R-E. You'll find it. And he was telling me that they've known actually since the 1970s that Planet X was coming back. It was going to be a massive, you know, earth-killing type of event. It would shift the tectonic plates. It would shift the poles of the planet. And in doing so, it would redistribute the ocean water in such a way that, you know, the water is kind of, because of the centrifugal force of the earth spinning, the water is kind of, it bulges at the equator. The oceans kind of bulge out. And so if you change the location of the poles, and i.e. the continents, then the relative height of the water relative to those continents can go higher or lower. And according to what John Moore said, based on his sources in the U.S. Navy and other sources, it looks like modern-day North America is going to be shoved much closer to the equator, and therefore the ocean level is going to rise substantially in North America, hundreds of feet higher than where it currently stands. And this is going to inundate much of the current United States with ocean water. And that might be the least of your problems if there's a planetary extinction level event in terms of an impact and total collapse of farming and agriculture and fossil fuels and power grid and rule of law and everything else. I mean, you might be dealing with just total chaos anyway. So just add a little water to that problem. But you're going to be running for high ground, but also trying to, you know, dodge zombies and roving violent gangs of looters or whatever. So anyway, that's kind of the picture of what's being painted. And then, just to repeat, in the context of that, there's a theory that the globalists are trying to soft kill the population before the impact. So based on that information, if you believe that's true, understand that the soft kill from the vaccines is going to take several years to really reach its goal. You could even say a decade. Because how are most people going to die from these vaccines? Well, it's not really by heart attacks and strokes. They're going to die from cancer. They're going to die from long-term vascular damage. They're going to die from neurological disorders and autoimmune disorders and so on. We're already seeing the early numbers of that, especially in the DMED database that has come out of the Pentagon. And attorney Thomas Renz has exposed that data set with Senator Johnson. You've probably seen some of the news on that. It's alarming. There's a nearly 1,000% increase in injuries and diseases in the military following the introduction of these vaccines. And that number is going to get much higher in 2022. And actually, that was only partial from 21, so there's more data yet to come out. The bottom line is the big die-off from the vaccines is going to take several years to run its course. So you might assume from that, then, that the globalist depopulation planners, they've started with maybe a decade head start versus when the impact or the flyby is going to happen from Planet X. And I find that interesting because John Moore told me earlier, I think he said that in his estimation that this, he didn't know exactly when it was going to happen, but that he believed based on what he was being told that it would happen somewhere towards the end of the 2020s. So maybe it's like 2029, or maybe it's right around 2030, something like that. And you notice, by the way, the globalists have their Agenda 2030, which is also a depopulation global reset agenda. So all of this actually starts to mesh together. And when you look at the preparedness activities of the governments and how they're just printing money like mad in order to acquire the physical resources that they think they need to survive and to build their bases, you can tell they don't plan for there to be a future, in like a future dollar or a future U.S. government or a future world that is in any way a reflection of what the world looks like today. They know it's all coming to an end. And so they don't care if the governments of the world have their reputations destroyed because they're lying to the people. They don't care if the people lose faith in all these institutions, because there will be no institutions after this flyby event or this impact event or whatever it is. So that's why it's an endgame kind of attitude. That's why they're going for broke on everything. They don't plan on there being a future that would hold them accountable. All they plan for is, you know, mass death across the surface of the earth. They plan that the global elitists will be the only survivors. They'll survive underground for a couple of years, and then they'll emerge from the underground cities and bunkers, and then they will reclaim whatever's left of the surface of the earth. And I don't know how they're going to deal with all the nuclear power plants and the radiation fallout and all that, but you know, you would think they must have some kind of plan for that. But who knows? I mean, they're not the most brilliant strategic long-term planners, it turns out, in many ways, although they may have us on this. I guess we'll see. All right, but I want to mention one other thing. If there's a major impact on planet Earth by a space rock moving with sufficient relative velocity and also sufficient mass, and I don't know what those numbers are exactly, but we can take a guess. Let's say something that is kilometers wide and is, I don't know what relative velocities, I don't know, how many meters per second? 100,000 meters a second, let's just say. That's pretty fast as a relative velocity. Well, if it strikes the ocean versus if it strikes land, it causes two different kind of cascading events to take place. But understand that even if it strikes the ocean, especially if it strikes close to the continental shelf, the ocean water will only marginally buffer the impact of the asteroid. It will still go through the ocean, through the depth, and it will hit the crust underneath the ocean. And that will set off major shock waves throughout Earth's crust, which will ripple across all the continents and all the fault zones, and it'll set off many earthquakes and volcanoes and so on. But before all that happens, it's going to set off a global tidal wave, a massive tsunami, as the energy is released into the layer of ocean water that is struck first. So, of course, you could do the math on this. If we knew the mass and the velocity and how much energy is being released, you could calculate how tall the waves could be. I'm not going to go through that here. I don't know the exact equations anyway. But it's, you know, reasonably, you could say those waves could be hundreds of meters high. You know, obviously with sufficient force, they could be hundreds of meters high. It can inundate the coastal areas of every continent around the world just at different heights of water. So obviously the continental coastline that is closest to the impact site would get hit with the tallest waves. That's kind of obvious. But then even elsewhere around the world, even if coastline isn't directly facing the impact site, that can still be hit pretty aggressively, even as the energy dissipates. But now, if the space rock hits land, then it's going to set off a very large explosion of particulate matter. And that particulate matter is going to be injected into the stratosphere. And you would think maybe there would be more particulate matter ejected if it hits land. And then that would dim the sun more aggressively, and that would cause more global crop failures for the next several years. So it's going to be a bad event. Now, what if it explodes in the atmosphere and doesn't actually strike the planet? And that's possible too. Well, in that case, it could actually spread fire and devastation across a much larger area, which is what scientists think happened to the Native American Hopewell culture. They think that explosion really took place across many tens of thousands of square miles of modern day North America. So, I mean, it would be great if we had an astrophysicist who could really answer these questions in a more specific way. But there are different types of impacts and different kinds of effects that can result. So I did want you to be aware of that. We'll cover that in more detail in another podcast. I want to thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com and Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Be safe, get prepared, and take care.